All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. and we're going to call this meeting to order. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. We are going to move on to item number three. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for February 19th, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? I'll just give it a second here. Vanessa, we don't have any, nobody's chatting. I'm not able to see that.
No, I did the star 9 thing.
I'm sorry?
I did the star 9 deals. So did that put me in line?
Oh, yes. Please state your name for the record.
Yeah. Hi, this is Steve Ayer, longtime resident.
Welcome.
Howdy.
You have the floor.
Thank you. You know, this whole thing is just kind of unbelievable to me. I go back into the 80s when we had Carl Larson, Larry Prater, and Shirley Colletti work with the Normans to get TRI together. And it was a great concept. Give some tax benefits, some breaks, give some incentive.
Steve?
Steve, if you don't mind, I apologize. This is just regarding the approval of the agenda, not regarding any items on the agenda.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to do one single thing. Okay.
No problem. So if there's no public comment regarding the specific agenda itself, Vice Chairman Mitchell, if you could entertain a motion.
Be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve today's agenda as presented.
All right. And I will second that. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Now on to item number four. This is public comment. Again, if you have any public comment, please either unmute yourself by star 6. And Vanessa will keep track of maybe who's in line, or you can use a raise your hand feature.
And so at this time, just to be clear, this is for public comment on things that are not specifically on the agenda. We'll be taking public comment for agenda items.
Correct. As per status quo, we basically, this is public comment regarding anything not on the agenda. Sorry for not clarifying that. And then we'll move on to each individual item, and then we can take public comment on that specific item.
Great. Thank you.
So is there any public comment regarding items that are not on today's agenda? All right, not seeing any. We will move on to item number 5. This is discussion only. This is committee and staff reports. If anybody has any staff reports, please state your name. It's going to be a little bit messy, but I'll give it just about 15, 20 seconds. If nobody chimes in, I will assume that there are no staff reports. Not seeing anybody chime in, we are going to move on to item number 6, which is board comment. No action and no public comment on this item. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments?
I don't have any particular comments, thank you.
All right, and nor do I. So that brings us to item number 7. This is discussion for possible action. Provide direction to county staff and lobbyists on representing Story County regarding potential litigation related to innovation zones and other properly related matters. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
A quick correction. I was just gonna correct, that was legislation, not litigation, correct?
Oh, if I said litigation, my apologies. That is legislation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, County Manager Austin Osborne, for the record. At this point, I'll just give a little background on where we are, but you know, at this point, the public probably knows that staff has remained neutral on this at this point until the board is able to take a position. At this point, we're watching, we're learning, we're reading, we're going through, you know, any available materials just to see, you know, what kind of background there is. And really, at this point, staff is still recommending to remain neutral at this point. We're not sitting on our hands. We're looking into the matters, but there's no bill that's out at this time. And until there is an actual bill that exists, staff is recommending that we just remain neutral, continue watching the conditions, and to continue this meeting, this item, into a date-specific day we're prepared to bring to your attention when you so wish. At this point, I don't have any other comment because there's just nothing new.
All right. Thank you for that, County Manager. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you good postponing this? If so, would you entertain a motion? I guess there's no need for public comment at this point, right?
I will defer to legal on that in this case. It's a little different.
Okay. Legal?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we need to take public comment on it because even a motion to continue is an action.
Okay. So public comment would only be on the motion to continue, or is public comment going to be about the innovation zone?
It'd be about the innovation zone.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And Mr. Chairman, before you do make a motion, when you're ready, I do have a date specific time and some other information for you. Be happy to provide.
Fantastic. Thank you, Austin. All right. So we will go to public comment regarding this item. If you just joined us, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself, or you can use the raise your hand feature. I will have to defer to the clerk to keep letting me know who's going to be speaking next, or if there's anybody that has any public comment at this time. So if anybody has any public comment, now is your moment.
Mr. Chairman, should we start with Mr. Ayers, who started public comment?
Mr. Ayers, did you still have an interest in stating something on the record today?
Oh, absolutely. And it's A-Y-4,
nonetheless. Air.
That's
my apologies.
Okay. You know, I go back to the early days. I've been here a long time. Carl Larson, Larry Prater, Shirley Coletti were key in driving this to get TRI into the place that it is. You know, forever we made, Story County made its money off the back of working girls in the brothel and off of degenerate gamblers. Those were our two big things. So these guys came up with a wonderful plan to do TRI, which is absolutely fantastic. I've been a supporter since then, but I got to say, I don't know how much longer that's going to go on. I've stood up for people. And, you know, I don't understand how you could even consider this. I mean, somebody's trying to take our land from us. It's ridiculous. You know, back during the last crash, we had the state come in and steal a bunch of tax money from us because we were doing so well. It was like, all right, that was bad enough. But now you have this company that comes in here that seems to think that the only way that they can do business is by having more government money. And I got to say, if blockchains doesn't have the honest business plan to go out and generate the capital to do the things that they want to do, and they do not want to deal with Story County and the way that we do things, you know, this is our county. This is how it's going to be. Blockchains can go away, and any other technology company that wants to play the same game can do the same thing. I understand Lance Gilman, he works for blockchains, so I know that he's got to be pushing a lot of this, and it's time to knock it off. This is our county. Those 50,000 plus acres are our acres. That money comes in our coffers, gives us the chance to do things in the future, maybe some homeless housing, some affordable housing, some other things. You know, it's like that is what this whole thing was designed for, to generate an economy for Story County. Now you have these guys that, where are they from? California? Some, they're not even a big corporation. You know, it's like, hey, we look at Tesla and Elon Musk. Elon's awesome. He's just so far ahead of the game in the world. He's leading innovation. He's the guy that if he asked for something like this, you'd think about it. But when it comes to blockchains, who are they? They can go away. Leave, go. We don't need you. Because what's going to happen next? Who's on the edge of that property? Google's on the edge of that property. Is Google going to come in and all of a sudden dictate to the county and go, you guys aren't smart enough to work with us, so we want to join blockchains over here and be part of their little village. All the money's going to go their way. Now, this has to be nixed. I don't know why the government's coming in and doing this. We're in the best economy in Northern Nevada that we've ever been in. And why is that? Because of Story County, because of the Story County commissioners, what they've done. That's why Washoe County is doing as well as they're doing right now, because of us, because of you. And now all of a sudden, companies come in from out of the company, California companies, and they want to dictate, hey, you don't want to work with us? Hey, this is what we have to have. Well, go away. We're so popular now that if they leave, there's 1,000 people out there that are ready to come in right behind them, and they're not going to ask for the same thing. They're not looking for the handout. These companies need to deal with Story County the way that we are. You guys are competent, and we know that you're going to hire more competent people to deal with the kind of issues that they have to deal with technology-wise. Are we not smart? Are we stupid here or what? Go back to California. We don't need that. And, you know, this kind of stuff just really bothers the heck out of me, because we've done so much to back up TRI and get those things through. That money needs to go into the coffers of Story County, as has been agreed to. Or are we going to make an open policy that from now on, any technology company has the right to come in and go, you know, we don't really like this. If you don't give us government money, then we won't come, or we'll go if we're already here. Now, that's got to stop. And that's
Mr. Ayer, to
stop that.
Mr. Ayer, I apologize for interrupting you. And I'm extremely sorry I didn't mention this in the beginning. Due to the sensitivity of the matter, we're going to try to keep public comment at 3 minutes.
I thought it was fun. Okay.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you, but your 3 minutes are up. I would encourage you to, if there is anything else on your mind, please email the commissioners or county manager your feelings regarding this matter, and be happy to keep that on the public record as well. So thank you for your comment.
I didn't know it was 3 minutes, but
no problem.
You used the right word at the very beginning, litigation. You want to see litigation, you just wait.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else for public comment?
Eileen Gay here, a resident at Painted Rock, if I may.
Yes, you have the floor, Eileen. Thank you. I'll start the timer.
Thank you. My name is Eileen Gay. My husband, John, and I are Painted Rock residents. Although not excited about development here, one that is thoughtfully designed and conceived could be acceptable. That said, all of the agencies that blockchain say will slow down its construction are there for good reason. Oversight is what makes for safe, well-considered, well-balanced development. To have blockchain show up by a large chunk of land in our little county and by waving a lot of money around as inducement to the state, jump over all that has been carefully put in place to protect the environment, the public, and various long-term relationships and interests in the area is unconscionable. In the draft bill, items 20 through 30 are really scary. How is it in Story County's interest to allow blockchain's fiefdom to remove this land from the county oversight and fiscal involvement? What is to prevent this 800-pound gorilla of a neighbor from swallowing our small neighborhood up? How does any of the innovation zone concept help Story County? I appreciate Austin Osborne and the county keeping an eye on this innovation zone bill and keeping us out at Painted Rock informed so that we can have an active voice in this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment, Eileen. Is there anybody else that would like a chance of public comment? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I just wanted to assure Ms. Gay that, we appreciate her commenting in this meeting and the previous one, and that her comments are being heard, that we took them and we took notes from the last meeting as well. So, even though we're providing additional opportunity for comment, it's being heard and it's being taken to heart.
Indeed. Thank you for that. Is there anybody else in line for public comment? Vanessa, is anybody on the chat?
I don't have any chat or any hands raised.
Okay. I'll give it just another 15, 20 seconds or so. Again, if you would like to speak and you've called in, star 6 to unmute yourself, or you can use the raise your hand feature. All right, not seeing any more public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, if you don't have anything else to say regarding the matter, I guess we should entertain a motion for having the meeting set for next week. I think Austin has a date for us.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Austin Osborne, for the record. So at this point, you're absolutely right. And I just want to remind anybody, any correspondence you would like to submit in writing, you're welcome to forward it to my office or to Vanessa Stevens' office. We will make sure that goes to the commissioners. And then just a reminder that this public comment then would be correspondence for that as well. We ask to respectfully request to continue the item to Thursday, February 25th at 3 o'clock.
All right. That works for me, Vice Chairman Mitchell. How's that for your schedule?
That'll be fine.
Great. And I guess before you make that motion, I do want to echo what Clay has said. I've been contacted by some residents. I would definitely encourage them to keep an eye on our agenda. But, once something is actually submitted to the legislature, then we'll actually know what we're dealing with. So, again, I encourage you all to continue to reach out, I'm sure we'll see you at the next meeting. So, Vice Chairman, do you have anything? If not, the motion, please.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that, the fact that we've agendized this and we continue to keep it on the agenda, that we're not taking a position on it, is not either a sign of support or opposition. It's just that we want to make sure that we have all the information. And as you said, because there's not been a bill introduced, I think I personally feel it would be a little premature for us to take a position, even though we have a fair amount of feedback coming in from all different areas. We want to make sure that we're dealing with what's actually introduced before we take that position. So,
agreed. Correct.
So with that, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue this item to a meeting to be held on Thursday, February 25th at 3 p.m.
Mr. Chairman? All right, yes, is that Keith?
Yes, so what we're doing is we're going to continue the meeting to the date and time suggested by Mr. Osborne, and we're not going to adjourn this meeting. It's going to be a continued meeting.
Okay, so we'll just continue this?
Yes.
So I'll change the motion to reflect that. Do I need to retract my previous flawed motion?
Please.
Okay. So I retract the previous motion, and I'd like to make a new motion. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue this meeting to Thursday, February 25th at 3 p.m.
There's a motion. I will second that motion. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. moving on to item number 8, is public comment regarding items that are not on the agenda. Does anyone have any public comment at this time regarding anything else? I'll give it just a moment here. Not seeing any public comment. I guess that since the meeting is not adjourned, we will continue and see you all next Thursday. Thank you for being here.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.